The Rocket City Brief, Huntsville Business and Real Estate, before your commute ends. Here's a court fight that should change how you look at every aging apartment complex you own, manage, broker, or lend against. A judge just ordered a Huntsville apartment complex torn down, and the people racing to court to stop the bulldozer, they aren't the owner, they're the bank. So here's the read you can use up front. In this metro, code enforcement now ends in an actual bulldozer. A judge signed off on demolishing the old Serenity apartments. And when an out-of-state owner lets a building rot and then walks away, the fight over what's left doesn't land on the city. It lands on the lender and a court-appointed receiver. That reversal is the signal. Here's how it got there. Start with Serenity in Huntsville. It sat vacant and hazardous long enough that the city of Huntsville went to court to have it demolished. The owner, an out-of-state company called Lurin, pushed back and won a short reprieve with a new deadline to clean it up. That deadline came and went. So the city renewed its request, and this summer, a Madison County judge ordered Serenity torn down. Now, the part most headlines skipped. This isn't one bad building, it's one owner. That same company owns a second complex, the Sutton, over in Madison, and it slid into the same story. Madison declared it a public nuisance and went to court, too, and a judge just cleared the city to pursue that claim. Two complexes, one absentee owner, two cities, both in a courtroom. Here's the turn. With a demolition order signed, you'd expect the owner to be the one fighting it. They're not. The party sprinting to the Alabama Supreme Court to halt the teardown is the lender, Service First Bank, along with the court-appointed receiver. And they want the Sutton case folded in, too. Why would a bank fight to save a condemned apartment building? Because a demolished building is destroyed collateral. Knock it down, and the thing securing the loan is gone. So the lender wants it standing, the city wants it gone, and the owner is barely in the room. So what do you do with this if you hold, manage, broker, or lend against Huntsville area multifamily? Two things. First, absentee, out-of-state ownership is the fault line. When the owner isn't local and the building starts sliding, nobody minds it until the citations pile up. Second, watch the sequence, because it runs in order: code citations, then a public nuisance declaration, then a city demolition petition, then a court deadline, then the demolition order, and finally, a receiver and a lender fighting over the collateral. If a complex on your radar is three steps into that chain, you already know where it ends. One honest caveat, as of right now, nothing has been knocked down. The demolition is ordered, and under appeal, the bulldozer is waiting on the Alabama Supreme Court. And I'm not going to put a dollar figure or a unit count on this that the court record hasn't made public. The signal is the reversal, and the reversal is real. That's the Rocket City read. When the bank is the one trying to save the building was never really the owner's problem. It was everyone else's. Coming up in the next brief, how local buyers circle a distressed complex before the gavel falls and what a receiver's sale actually opens up. We turn today's read into a one-page tool, the Huntsville Distressed Multifamily Watchlist, the exact sequence to watch, and the red flags that a complex is heading for court. Find it on this episode page on rocketcitybrief.com and follow the Rocket City Brief so the next signal lands in your feed before your competition sees it. That's the Rocket City Brief. We'll see you in the next one.